Yeah, it's your boy Soda Black, aka Mrs. Hard Being Black. You now live on the channel.
What I don't understand, I go hard for you niggas, right? I give it everything I am, everything I got. But you still hate a nigga like me, right?
You bought that honey, nigga.
Join Mr. Bread, though, big faces, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't know, man, we got the hottest females basically in through the Midwest, you know what I'm saying, on this show tonight, you know what I'm saying, known as Glue, a.k.a. Get Like Us Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? But before I even get to that, you know what I'm saying, I want to bring in my new co-host, you know what I'm saying? She most definitely know about this music and most definitely been around the block with this music shit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to call her Miss K-Rise, you know what I'm saying? So what's good with you?
Hey, what it do, Twin Cities? This is Miss K Rides, All Good Music, Dirty Stones Entertainment. What's up?
Good music, that's what it is. So you most definitely know about that good music then, right?
Most definitely, you know it.
That's what's up. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people, you know, like what you do, you know, as far as, you know, the music point of view, you know, like, you know, what have you done? What do you do?
Well, throughout the Twin Cities, I work with such local artists as 5310, 55411, C-Boss Entertainment. I work with Dirty Stones, with Jada Rezane. I work with, obviously, OBF. I throw shows at venues across the Twin Cities and the suburbs. I do all kinds of promotions, both viral, Twitter, Facebook, run websites for different entertainment companies and labels. We throw mainstream shows as well. We just kind of get it in all over the Twin Cities.
Right. I most definitely see that. That's why, you know, I just had to let you, you know what I'm saying, tell the people what you do so they can know that, you know, you do know music. And this here channel Real Talk, you know what I'm saying, a home of the Real Talk. Before we get to any more talking, we're going to go into this next song called T.I. Well, it's by T.I., not called T.I. It's by T.I., Fuck the City Up, you know what I'm saying, featuring Young Jeezy. Pop.
Get the shit back one time.
For my niggas on the block, down to one time. Run it hard, run it up at least one night.
Right.
Put your middle fingers in the air one time. Ride with me, fuck the city up one time. Fuck the city up, fuck the city up.
With me, I'll slip. Anyone around, slip. By that time, boy, I promise.
bitch and blow it that Obama.
Yeah, I'm talking plenty chopper scopes on the AR. You know how I do it, 40 autos on the car. When I came up out the womb, all I wanna be a star. The fans don't stop me like tennis in the car.
Yeah, boy, we fit, we reminiscing back when we was in the kitchen. Okay. Representing niggas paying bitches, need to pay attention. And on for the city freaks. This ACL, do it for my nigga Big Meech. You feel me?
Nigga, all I know is strong, bitch. I'm straight for the week. All the $5,000, put it all on the street. All the 25 bricks, I put them all in the street. Hit the chase down, nigga, we stopped up. I ain't sleep, what's up?
Just all my niggas on the block, died in one time. Ride it hard, ride it up in each one line.
Put your middle fingers in the air one time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was T.I. and Young Jeezy fucked the city up one time, you know what I'm saying? It's going down on Channel Real Talk. I see we got some callers or whatever. Yeah, you know, if you want to talk, just go ahead and press that one. You know, you can talk to me and my co-host, Miss K-Rise. And, you know what I'm saying, we can most definitely get to it. And the topic of today is to be with you, basically. Like, in a relationship, you got to have what? You know what I'm saying? So that's going to fill in your blank, you know. So basically tell us, you know what I'm saying, what do you got to have to be in a relationship with you, you know what I'm saying? So go and press that one if you got an answer for that, you know what I'm saying? If not, you know, go ahead and chill back and listen to this Channel Real Talk right here because it most definitely go down. Miss K-Rise, you there?
I'm here.
I don't think they ready for us yet, man.
I don't know. Now, you know that T.I. is going to be in the Twin Cities at the Myth Nightclub on July 21st, so get your tickets.
Most definitely better go to that. Minnesota people, man, T.I. in the building, know what I'm saying? You heard it once, you heard it twice, know what I'm saying? Only on Channel Real Talk, though. But fuck it, though. We finna go ahead and take this call real quick. 773-759. What's good with you? I see you.
Hey, what's up? It's Anaya. How are you?
Well, what's good? What's good? We appreciate you calling in Channel Real Talk, you know.
Definitely. I was with a call in support. My diva, Miss Queen, she next to Blow, everybody. Like, love all the whole sign here. So it was my first time calling into your show. Just had to call, check it out.
That's what's up. Well, you already know we is next to Blow, you know what I'm saying? Me and my co-host, K-Rise. But if you ain't noticed, you know, we do got a topic today, you know. But basically, you know what I'm saying, for someone, you know, to be with you, what do they got to have? You know, like that one thing they got to have.
Well, they may have to have. Man, that's a hard
one. They gotta have.
I mean, I think the biggest thing they have to have is respect. Like, I mean,
respect.
That's the biggest thing about it. Because, like, I can't be with a guy that's, like, always talking about, oh, fuck these bitches, fuck these hoes, that kind of shit. Like, I couldn't do that. If I can't bring it home to my parents, then we can't even talk.
That most definitely makes sense. I'm saying, how you feel about that, K-Rock?
You know, not everybody out there is built with respect, and respect is something that's earned. So you put out what you know, you get back what you put out. So you have to demand that respect on all levels. So that's what's up.
That's what it is. All y'all callers, y'all better be taking notes, man. These women want respect out here. If y'all ain't going to give it to them, they're going to go find it from somewhere else. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Definitely.
Well, we most definitely appreciate you for calling, man. We finna get to this next song by a local Minnesota artist. You know what I'm saying? His name is Trilla. It's about to go down.
Ooh, oh, it's about to go down, baby. Oh, a girl knows what she wants when she sees it. And I guess I'm the one that she thinks. Because she approached me. She put her number in my phone.
Said don't delete this.
You can call me when you're free.
Or
when you think about me. And she asked about my girl.
And have I cheated?
She been in bad relationships.
Don't wanna repeat it.
No, no.
Step in my bedroom. It's Moscato. Full of
girl, you ain't had a man, cause you look lonely. And you're looking for someone more than a homie. Love a friend, no other than you're one and only. Someone who's down, a real man, and never phony. You got my back when I'm down, I got your back when you down. Always too soulsy. Don't worry if I can hang, cause I'll show you. And I'll treat you like a bow, start to roll you.
In my bedroom, it's Moscato, a couple of
legs.
You just finished the bottle,
it's about to go down.
She wants to see what I'm working with. She knows what I'm on. You looking sexy, girl,
and it's turning me on.
It's about to go down.
Like the sauna, steaming like the shower. When I get that nookie, I'ma be in it for hours. Hot like the sauna, steaming like the shower. When I eat the nookie, I'll be eating it for hours.
It's Moscato, full of legs.
Yeah, yeah, y'all already know my nigga Trilla, he come through every time. It's about to go down. Miss K-Rise, you there with me still?
I'm right here with you.
She already there, right by my side, Bonnie and Clyde. But, hey, like I said, man, if y'all want to talk to me and Miss K-Rise, go ahead and press that one, man. You know, we don't bite, we get it in, you know. Channel Real Talk topic of the day is for if she or he wants to be with you, they got to have what? You know what I'm saying? Finish that off. Go and press that one. I see we got 6124. Well, no, my bad. 612466. What's good with you?
Yo, what's poppin' with you? This is Murdaz B.
My nigga Murdaz B. What's good with you, man? Why don't you go and tell the people where you calling from, man? Damn, dude. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, Murda, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Why don't you go and tell the people where you calling from, man?
I'm down here at Low End, Northside, Minneapolis.
Low End, Northside, Minneapolis on the motherfucking map, man. Hey, Channel Real Talk topic of the day, man. It's for she wants to be with you, man. What does she got to have, man?
A brain.
A brain?
Yes, a brain. Like, you can't sit there in a relationship with one retarded motherfucker.
So she has to have some intellect. Is that what you're saying, Murder?
Yes, intellect. Some like a head on her fucking shoulders. Like I
would
want to be with. I would want to be with a pretty, dumb motherfucker. I wouldn't want to be with Kelly Bundy.
Right.
You said Kelly Bundy. Hey, yo, Murder, man. You know what I'm saying? I know. I ain't get them tracks or whatever, man. But tell the people, man, where they could find you at, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell the people how you do the beats, man. You know what I'm saying? You're a producer. And you know what I'm saying? Tell the people just basically where they can find you at on what website.
So you can find me on my website. That's www.mmdpglobal.com. It's my personal website. My other website, my other team is www.hustleup.com. That's my new team. We're going to be doing promo. We got models, and we're going to be trying to hit state to state. You can find us also at soundcloud.com/MMDP Global. Also, reverbnation.com/MMDP Global.
You can find the motherfuckers anywhere. Just Google this nigga, basically, man. For real. This nigga got so many websites. Boy, you is Google, right?
Trying to be.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
What you say, Ms. K-Rise? Go ahead. Put your two cents.
I was just going to let everybody know that hasn't from the Twin Cities, that if you don't know who Murder is, this is the big brother of hip-hop right here in the Twin Cities. Everybody knows him. Everybody fucks with him. He's a producer. He's an entertainer. He has one of the hottest cliques out there. He's with Midwest Meltdown, and he's out there, so find him.
That's the motherfucking godfather of the goddamn music shit, you know what I'm saying? But, Ayo Murder, man, we most definitely appreciate you for calling, man. We finna get to these other callers, man.
What's up, what's up? I'll be calling in again. So, July 9th, I'll be up on this bitch, so.
That's what it is. Y'all heard it once, y'all heard it twice. July 9th, Murder SB, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Channel Real Talk. Hey, y'all, if y'all want to press that 1 and go ahead and talk to us live, man, go ahead and press that 1. And like I said, the Channel Real Talk topic is if she or he wants to be with you, he or she got to have what? You know what I'm saying? So we got 678-467 in the building, man. Go ahead and answer that question. If he or she wants to be with you, man, what do they got to have?
Hey, man, on some real talk, first and foremost, this your boy Mr. Pills all the way from the ATL. Much love.
Mr. Pills from the ATL.
Already. But you just got to have that vivid personality, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? Personality and conversation goes with one another. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really no conversation, you know what I'm saying? Just like that, you feel what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. You would rather have a halfway decent female, you know what I'm saying, treating you right than that dime piece that's always...
That's treating you wrong, huh?
Yeah, Peppin. So, it's like, you know, you just gotta, you know, you gotta think outside the box like always, you know what I'm saying? You just can't go by who the beauty queen, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that, don't go for no uglies, you know what I'm saying?
Right. We already know what you're saying over there, man.
But it like that, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go with, you know, the integrity of somebody's heart, you know what I'm saying? Who wanna treat you right. And that's just how relationships, you know, stay, you know, afloat because.
Right.
It's just like
and that shit makes sense 100 like a motherfucker, man. I'm glad you said it on Real Talk, man. Is there any shout-outs you want to do, anything, you know what I'm saying, you want to do while you're here, big bro?
Hey, man, shout-out to the whole Nation Blows, you know, all the DJ, everybody, you know what I'm saying? So many names, you know, it's just, you know, it's like
right, every day of the week, man, every day of the week.
Damn right. Miss Queen, T. Magasi, you know what I'm saying? They show them so much love. It's like, you know, Mr. Pierce is a fish, you know what I'm saying? It's like that, so...
That's what it is, man.
I'm sticking like that, but don't just go for somebody looks, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, somebody looks or they money, you know what I'm saying? Both of those end up, because of the fact, somebody gonna want some back, you know what I'm saying? And then that's a whole nother hassle on its own, so
all right, my dude, we finna get somebody else the time to share some light, man. That right there was some wisdom right there, like, you know what I'm saying? So, man, we most definitely appreciate Mr. Pills through this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, showing love to Channel Real Talk, man.
Salute.
Already, bro. Like I said, man, if y'all want to talk to me and my co-host, Ms. K Rising, you know what I'm saying, the building, go ahead and press that 1, you know. We got 813-662. What's good with you? What's good with you in the building?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
Okay. If a dude, well, you do like dudes, right, or no?
Yes.
Not even to be funny. Okay, if a dude want to be with you, what do he got to have? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's that main thing he got to have?
He has to have respect, class, intelligence. He has
you
to
You gotta
be
pick
smart.
One though. You know that, right?
I have to pick one, like out of
yeah,
all
you gotta
those.
Pick one. Nope. Oh, you gotta pick one.
Ooh, that's a hard question.
So what to you is the most important?
He has to have respect for himself. I mean,
respect for himself.
Yeah, there's too many dudes I know that I've seen, you know, that will do any and everything, you know, to get a chick. And, you know, the chick, you know, turned out not to be the chick that he wanted, or she broke his heart, you know, and he just went into depressed mode. And it's like, you know, you have to know who you are before you meet the chick, you know what I'm saying? You know, like,
I can understand
going down to her level, you know, and y'all together, you know, growing and becoming better, you know. But if you just come down to her level and she's not trying to come up with you, then that's a problem, you know. And I just sat here and watched an episode of The Love of Hip Hop Atlanta, and this dude, Stevie J, has no respect for himself because he's been with the chick Mimi for 15 years and he met this chick.
Stevie J, what's wrong with that dude?
It ain't nothing wrong with him. It's just that he don't have no respect for himself, because first of all, he wouldn't be cheating on Mimi, who he's been his ride or die for 15 years.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? She's been with him since the beginning of time, you know what I'm saying? And for him to just, you know, get all...
was alive, huh?
Man, like, listen, for him to turn around and, like, just mess with this chick, I'm pretty sure this is not the only chick he's messed with. But, you know,
right.
this, like... He got caught because the chick is now pregnant with his seed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's like, you have no respect for yourself because you choosing the chick that you met 4-6 months ago, whatever the lie you told, you met her, you messed around with her, you got caught up, versus the chick you've been with for 15 years and y'all got a 2-year-old. You
right.
know what I'm
right.
saying? So it's like, you know, he has no
so
respect
for
himself.
So basically, I'm going to just go out on the limb and go ahead and change your answer from respect for himself to loyalty. Is that cool?
That's cool, too. I mean,
that's cool,
way,
too? Okay, because, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be loyal, right?
Yeah, you have to be. You know, let me know in the beginning what's up. You
right,
know,
right.
Listen, I respect you more if you say, hey, my look, I like you a lot, you know. I want you to be by my side, but, you know, being the type of dude that I am, I'm not going to be faithful with just one. I'd rather you
right.
be real with me in the beginning and tell me that than us go 20, 25 years, 15 years down the line, and you cheat on me, and you were like, oh, you were never what I really wanted anyway.
Right. Well, Miss K. Rise, you got anything to add to that?
Man, she hit that right on the head. There's
she hit that right on.
You, I mean, you have to have respect for yourself in order to give respect to another person in your life. So you give it, you get it, you live, you learn, and loyalty is all of it combined. So she hit
that's
that.
That's what's up. Hey, we do want to appreciate you for calling in and sharing that info with us. You know, we're going to go to the next caller and see what they got to say, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, it's Channel Real Talk. Don't forget.
All right, I won't.
All right, check this out, man. We got 276-629. Now, Channel Real Talk topic of the day is, if she or he wants to be with you, what do we gotta have, or what do she gotta have? Like I said, 276-629. What's good with you?
What's happening, fam? What's happening, fam? It's the big boss, man. Lil Rich, man.
Okay, Lil Rich in the building. What's good with you?
Ah, shit, I hear y'all on there talking about this show. I just checked this show out myself.
Oh, man, we most definitely appreciate you from calling in, man. But I got that question for you, homie. For a girl to you know, be on your level and be with you, man, what's one thing she got to have, bro?
Damn, what's the word I'm looking for? It's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh, first and foremost, she got to have my back. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what.
You gotta have your back, player.
That's that right.
No doubt, no doubt.
Right there.
Gotta have my
yeah.
back. Gotta be trustworthy, too. Because you know how this shit go these days, man.
I feel you, man. I feel you. So she gotta have your back, and she gotta be trustworthy to go ahead and fuck with Lil Rich, man. So y'all ladies hear that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lil Rich, you wanna, you know what I'm saying? Say, so appreciate you for calling in, homie. We finna go on to this next song, though. It's my nigga Pyro, you know what I'm saying? I get that. Wet, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Oh, we have in the building.
Yeah.
Red, beat the pussy up.
Beat it up.
12 rounds. Ollie and Frazier, yeah, it's going down. Miss Wet Wet, Miss Good Good. Hit her with my pow pow game, real good. Had her coming faster than the speed of light. Played with the pussy once and she came twice. When I put it in, it was super tight. Had the pussy super new by the end of the night. I was in that thing, doing backstroke. Need to bottle that ass, I was in the flow. Gone with that pussy like you in a video. Ain't no shame in my game, girl, I lick you low. Do some shit you only seen in a porno. Am I active? Shit, you gotta know. Get that pussy wetter than a fucking water hose. Pyro ain't never had no problem getting that pussy.
Quarter, but we going overtime. Keep the red pumps on when you doing that. Cause I'ma keep the Tim's on when I'm deep in that. Put a smile on your face, call me Coca-Cola. Pussy squirting everywhere, she a super soaker. Two chains on my neck, but I ain't two chains. Guess she love pulling on my two chains. When I dip low, I'm about to eat something. When she bobbing weed, yeah, she sucking something. She a damn freak, and I'm geeked up. She came on my dick, then she slurped it up. Beat the pussy up, I don't play games. Bull said a couple people, but I don't say names. Got the pussy wet, she had to dry off. Calling me the boss, man. Yeah, I get the pussy.
Yeah, 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 that was Pyro and Blaze, you know what I'm saying? Get that thing wet. We got some callers online, you know, that want to talk to us. Like I said, a channel Real Talk question of the day is, if she or he wants to be with you, they got to have what? So go ahead and press that one, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what that be like. We got a 651-233 in the building. What's good with you? 651-233? I don't know. They must... Right. I don't know what they over there doing. But in the meantime, between time, man, let me let y'all know about this little concert next to Blow Radio got going on. On what we got? We got on January, what was that, 28th? I mean, I said January 20th. Right. Oh, my God. I'm in the past right. June 28th. I know it started with a J. Yeah, June 28th, 2012, we got Next to Blow competition. The best performance, you know what I'm saying, when a radio interview and song play. And they also win a slot on the Next to Blow mixtape volume 1, which is going to be, you know, just promoted throughout all type of websites, all type of, you know, Twitter, Facebooks, and, you know what I'm saying, just all type of people going to promote that right there. And we got, we're going to give you a future on our website, you know what I'm saying, Next to Blow Radio website, and a week of promotion, for free promotion. Just, you know, whatever you got going on, we're going to promote the shit out that shit that whole week or whatever. It's going to be at the venue Red Sea, 320 Cedar Avenue, Minneapolis. You know, for all my Minnesota peoples that's on the line, I'm saying shout out to y'all. You know, and if you ain't from Minnesota, shout out to you too, you know. But performances by just a couple people, man. We got more, man. We got Crown Vic and Mr. D. We got Grind City Boys. We got OBF, One Big Family. We got Ronnie Run. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's going down tonight, man. So, like I said, if y'all want to come talk to me and my co-host, Ms. K-Rise or whatever, go ahead and press that one, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's most definitely going down on this bitch. I see we got 813-662. You know what I'm saying? What's good with you? You in the building?
Hi. I'm back. 813-662.
You say you back in the building?
That's what's up.
Where you calling from, man, with an area code like that?
I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, honey.
Tampa, Florida?
Oh, Florida showing love. What's up?
Yeah, we got Florida in the building. Did you hear our question, our topic of the day yet?
Yeah, I did. It was loyalty, and I was the chick who went on about the love of hip-hop to CBJ.
Holy shit, we back to you again. Oh. So we gonna go ahead and let you go ahead and keep on listening. We do appreciate you for staying on the line, though. There's so many numbers, you know, I'm just mixing them all up, and, man, it's going down.
Hey, keep it. It's fine.
All right. we got let me go ahead and go to the next little song real quick, you know what I'm saying? We got Verse Simmons and his boo thing, you know, since we're talking about what you gotta have to be with someone, you know. What about nice music? Here we go.
Okay, this shit is so random. And when I'm with you, it's like our heartbeats are in tandem. And when I lip lock, I just wanna hold your face for ransom. You're beautiful and I'm handsome. That'll be good for the babies. If ever we go there, maybe. It's crazy, no titles, but you're my baby. When I'm idle, that's your time, showtime. And for you, I wish I had more time. Red wine, chocolate, baby, you could be my Valentine. More than just sex exchange, baby, you my boo-sang.
make the people go wild. Does my thing make the people go wild?
I be like Bean, fresh like Pow. When I hit the stage, you know I rock the crowd. Let me get a pile if you feeling my style. Ain't Joe Francis, but the girls go wild. Ahead of the game, so advanced like my DJ. Fresh like Pow, put it on replay. Pass me the torch, I'ma run it like a relay. Middle fingers up to the he say, she say. I don't give a pow. So blunt like Relo. Salute heavy Chevy and CCTO.
I sound like Bling, and they be like, wow. I came up from nothing, and they be like, how? If you try to take it from me, then I be like, pow. Now they got me catching bodies like they hop up in the crowd. One hand sticking out, the other spinning on turbo. And I be going wow. DJ Inferno. You know what's going down, and you ain't gotta ask it. Fresh like pow, like a hop about the plastic.
I be like Bling, fresh like pow. I be like Bling, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wild? Does my thing make the people go wild? I be like Bing, 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 pow. Fresh like Bing, 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 pow. Does my thing make the people go wild? Does my thing make the people go wild?
Hey, yo, Rello.
What up, news?
They want to know what the pow means.
They don't know what the pow means?
Hit them with the pow.
Baby, off subject. Word about the pow, it don't really mean nothing. Depending on how you use it, it could really mean something. You can power if she think it, you can power if she love it. The power's up to you. When you into the discussion, you can walk away and hit it with the powers that are cussing. I know what I do, I'll pow for discussing. You don't understand, then let news say something.
When I say pow, that don't mean I'ma shoot ya. Pretty boy swag, ugly like Respucia. Does my thing, and I whip it like Kunta. Hit her with the pow, have a finger like Luther. I be like Bean, and that's for my fans. Fresh like pow, I'm cooler than a fan. Jock my swag, boy, you better stop playing. I does my thing, make the people go ham.
I be like Bean, fresh like pow. I be like Bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing, make the people go wild. Does my thing, make the people go wild. I be like Bean, 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 pow. Fresh like Bean, 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 pow. Does my thing, make the people go wild. Does my thing, make the people go wild.
Fresh Like Pow video. That's Fresh Like Pow, P-O-W. It's a Minnesota hitter, man. It goes down. Miss K-Rise, you know about that, right?
Oh, that's what's up. I'm sitting right here doing the little club dance to it. Everybody knows once that song starts going in the Red Sea starts flowing.
I be like, dang, Fresh Like Pow. I don't know nothing about that, man.
It goes so hard. And that new video that you guys just put out, that is what it is. Who was the producer on that?
His name is Will Harris, man. I'm saying shout out to Will Harris, man. He be doing shit everywhere, man, you know. But you know, we got these callers real quick, man. We got 651-200 on the line. I'm saying what's good with you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's
you doing?
Good? Why don't you go and say your name and where you calling from?
My name's Angel. I'm calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Angel from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yep, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Ms. K-Rise, you wanna let her know what the topic is?
Well, I don't know if you were listening in, but the topic of discussion tonight is, in order for somebody to be with you, be in a relationship with you, what do they need to have to be with you? What do they need to possess?
Name
you
one
mean
thing
like
they
materialistic or personality-wise?
No.
Personality-wise. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they got to be honest.
What about them do they need to be?
They've got to be honest. They got to be real. That's the main quality I need. It can't fail there.
Got to be real. You hear that, niggas? You can't be no fake nigga. Got to be a real nigga, right?
Always. Soda free. That's what that means on everything.
Oh.
You got to be real. If you got that quality, nothing ever fails.
God damn. She rhyming and everything. Girl, you must have been a pimp back in your day, right?
No.
No. All right. You know what I'm saying? Well, we most definitely appreciate you for calling, man. St. Paul, Minnesota in the motherfucking building, man. Any shout-outs you want to do? Anybody you want to say what's up to?
The whole team of Soda Free, we rocking that real, nothing fake.
Okay.
King Ninos, Nilo, J Maniac, Bobby Boy Boy, all them, they rocking that Soda Free, so that's what's up.
Okay. They in the motherfucking building, man. We appreciate you.
All right. You have a good night.
Y'all, you too. Miss K Rise, man, they loving us up here, man. They loving us.
Yeah, but, you know, they're all saying the same thing. So, gentlemen, if you ain't hearing this, ladies, if you ain't hearing this, man, you need to have respect. You need to have that conversation. You need to keep it loyal. That's what it's all about.
And after that, you motherfuckers need to take notes. Know what I'm saying? Because it goes down. But hold on. While we asking everybody all these questions, let me ask you that question. Know what I'm saying? Miss K Rise, what do someone got to have to be able to be qualified in your, in, know what I'm saying, your shit?
Well, for me, intellect.
For you.
Intellect is definitely a must-have for me.
Okay.
If you can't spit a conversation, if you can't hold a conversation, then there's no reason to even step to me. If you come up to me and you thugging and you all that, and you think you're somebody, but we all know better, please just take that to the ratchets because I'm not about that life.
Oh, that perpetrating, huh?
Right. You know, you have to have respect, and I keep saying it. You got to, you know, you get in return what you put out in the world. So if I'm going to give you good conversation, you're going to give it right back to me. So.
That's what's up, man. We most definitely, you know, hope everybody's listening, everybody get this shit together, because all these dating lines and all these phone chat lines and shit, that shit is not what's up. That's not going to get you.
Mr. Perpetual Single, what do you think? What does a woman have to get the Soda Black?
The Soda Black? Well, she got to have. Well, that just brings us into our next song, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to let the song tell it by itself, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. This is what my girl got to be like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't this, then I can't do nothing with you.
Turn me up. Straight like that. Yeah, nigga. Last night, it was good shit, sir. I was super king. Yeah, flowing, money flowing. Yeah, that's a super week. Got him for the 26-5. Now that super cheap. Take your nigga tail. I'm just looking for a super freak. Super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I need a super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I need a. What it do?
What it is?
What you working with?
Every time you see me, I'm grinding.
Stay on that working shit.
All I ever wanted a bad bitch in a Chanel bag.
All the street niggas want her cause they know she got Chanel swag.
Got straight like that.
Yeah, I fuck with her the long way.
Been bragging to my partners.
I've been talking about her all day.
Pull up in that super coupe.
You know them diamond glistening.
Too much money in the room.
Guess I hit her in the kitchen.
Man. Get her to myself, man.
I ain't hit that girl.
Now that
yeah.
I got it to myself.
You know I'm trying to get that girl with
yeah.
Keep it 1,000 with
I really think I'm digging her.
Can't hear nothing but the money, so she might just think I'm digging her.
Last night, it was good shit to rock. I was super king. Yeah, flowing money, flowing. Yeah, that's a super week. Got him for the 26-5. Now that's super cheap. Can't you nigga tell? I'm just looking for a super freak. Super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak. Yeah, you know I need a super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I
yeah.
want a super freak. Super freak. Yeah, you know I need a
Rick James.
Super freak.
Yeah.
She got that wit. Now that's a super league.
Bro.
Tell your baby daddy that he's super weak. Fucked your girl last night. It only took a week.
Yeah.
Two chain charm cost 100 stacks. 10,000 with my shirt off. That's 100 tax. Okay, I'm done with that. You can run with that. I'ma switch it up. This bitch I'm with is thick as fuck. I'm rich as fuck. Laying in the bed and I still got my semi tuck. Going online like, when they gonna make that Billy truck? Listen, my bankroll make them pay attention. The white girl like it when I
ride with it, whip it.
Last night, it was Kush and Syrah. I was super king. Cash flowing, money flowing, yeah, that's a super week. Got them for the 26.5, now that's super cheap. Can't you niggas tell, I'm just looking for a super freak. Super freak, super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak. Super freak, yeah, you know I need a super freak. Super freak, yeah, you know I want a super freak. Super freak, yeah, you know I need a super freak.
With me if I'm wrong or I'm right. Yeah, she my type. Baby girl, go and get the bread. You know what I like. Need to have my low-key apartment, never at the house. Every time we got pulled over, never ran them out. But when real niggas get money, baby, all the chain. Long as baby stay getting money, how can I complain? Baby girl, yeah, she got the skills, that's to pay the bills. Last nigga she was fucking with was worth a couple mil. Even when she going for the low, say she not a hoe. Yeah, you know that thing is super wet, talking sloppy joke. Say she like it when I whip it fast and I whip it slow. Even though she got a lot of names, I
last night, it was Kush and Syrah. I was super king. Cash flowing, money flowing, yeah, that's a super week. Got him for the 26.5, now that's super cheap. Can't you niggas tell, I'm just looking for a super freak. Super freak, super freak. Yeah, you know I want a super freak. Super freak, yeah, you know I need a super freak. Super freak, yeah, you know I want a super freak. Super freak, yeah, you know I need a.
Y'all already know what it is. Channel Real Talk, you know what I'm saying? The talk of the motherfucking city, the talk of the time. It's K-Rise, is that answer your question right there?
Damn, you need that super freak. So if y'all
I need a super
right
freak.
Now, if y'all logged in on the internet, hit us up on the line at 718-644-9115. Press that 1 and answer that question.
Press that 1, answer that question. And what question we talking about is, for he or she to be with you, what do he or she got to have? You know what I'm saying? Not need to have, they got to have. We got a couple of callers, you know what I'm saying? We got 952-913 in the building. What's good with you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's good? What's good? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Burnsville.
Burnsville?
Oh, suburbs in the house.
Okay, Minnesota in the building.
But
you got a name? You got a name, Burnsville?
Veronica,
we most definitely appreciate you for calling in, Veronica, but we got a question for you. You ready?
Yeah.
For someone to be with you and to be worth your time, what do he or she have to have?
For one, he has to have respect. He needs to have an education.
Hold on, time out. It's only one, so you got to choose wisely, my dear.
One, dang, that's a lot.
Only
like
one. Only one,
yeah,
only one.
All right, so I'll just say respect.
Respect?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all fellas better take them notes. All these women saying respect around here, so obviously y'all not respecting them. Am I going somewhere with this? Am I right or no?
Absolutely.
I'm right. So, hey, y'all niggas better take them notes, man. Veronica, we appreciate you for calling in, though, all the way from Burnsville. Thank you. We got a couple more callers, man. We got 651-726 in the building. The question is, for someone to be at, you know, that to be with you, what do they gotta have?
Be 100 with me.
That's it.
651-726. Is you there or is you over there talking to somebody else? They on one.
Talking to someone else.
Right, they talking to somebody else. Hey, we got much more callers, man. Channel Real Talk question of the day, like I said, is for him or for her to be with you, they got to have what? We got 307-772 in the building. What's good with you?
I'm chilling. What's good? What's happening?
What kind of area code is that, man? I'm saying, where you calling from? What's your name?
DL Smalls, Donald Smalls, still out here in Wyoming. Shout out to 307, everybody out here grinding, doing their thing. Got the music
okay. Movement,
more heavy.
That's what it is. I play. I got a question for you, man. Hey, for a lady to be worth your time, man, as a relationship, man, what does she got to have, man? One quality she got to have.
The first quality that comes to mind is she's got to have an open
mind. It's only one.
Yeah. She has to have an open mind because, you know what I mean, she just got to have an open mind because
okay.
I understand ain't nobody perfect and, you know, past relationships and all that, but when you're comparing a guy to the rest, that's being close-minded.
Right.
That's
right.
Your detriment. And that's what creates conflict because when a man starts to, you know, formulate and realize what he could be doing wrong, but at that point it's too late, it's because of that closed-mindedness of comparing him to past and other men, you know what I mean, and trying
okay.
to blame him. You know, you got to be open-minded and move past that and not let that be your detriment because otherwise there is no outcome, no future, nothing. You know, there's no trust, no nothing because you're too closed-minded. You got to open up like when a flower blooms, you know what I mean? Otherwise,
okay. Okay. I like how you put that. Ms. K-Rod, you got something to add on that, man? Anything you want to say to that?
I do, because we, you know, us ladies, we're not the only ones that do that. So that goes clear across the board. Fellas,
yeah.
Open mind.
That's like ping pong.
Yeah.
She's going to smack it back your way. You know what I'm saying? She's smacking it back your way, Claire.
Hey, let's keep it 100 here on Real, you know, on Real Talk.
Channel Real Talk all day.
All day.
Channel Real Talk.
Hey, but thank you, love, all the way from Wyoming. We appreciate that over here on Next Level Radio.
All the way from Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Bro, man, we got some more callers, man. I'm saying shout out to my nigga from Wyoming, man, who just put that in perspective and you know, damn, it sounded like a poem, man. That nigga was reading off something. But, hey, check this out, man. We got 612-298 in the motherfucking building, man. What's good with you?
Shit, he gotta be fresh like bing, 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 pow.
Okay, so basically for someone to be with you, he gotta be fresh like bing, bing, pow and everything, you said?
Yeah, fresh to death. From head to
feet.
Fresh
to death.
I wanna smell no corn chips, none of that shit.
Holy shit. Where you calling from, man? No, I'm saying, what's your name?
South side, we outside.
South side.
Okay,
South
side.
Oh, we know
that's what it is.
In the building, don't we?
Hey, man, if y'all ain't know, man, it's Channel Real Talk, man. The only channel that get the hottest local motherfuckers and the hottest, you know, industry motherfuckers, you know, period. You know what I'm saying? Next to Blow, you know what I'm saying? Channel Real Talk, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but as you know what I'm saying, like she said, we got Glue coming up in the building, you know what I'm saying? The hottest female label, you know what I'm saying, that I know of, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm saying it goes down tonight. I'm saying, hey, you got any shout outs you want to do, Miss Southside? We outside.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Soda Black.
Holy shit! Appreciate
hey.
You. Appreciate you.
All right,
goodbye. Damn, I guess you only had one shout out. Hey, we appreciate you for calling though.
Hey, she gotta get her shout out to OBF. They always man, they in every building, aren't you?
Man, OBF in the motherfucking
now
building.
We got Glue coming up in what, less than 10. We got AP, LP, and Lady X coming up in the building. If y'all don't know, y'all are missing out. So
y'all
look them up
out.
On Facebook at Get Like Us Entertainment, Glue LP, Glue AP, Lady X.
It's live in this bitch, man. Hey, if y'all want to talk to me and my calls right now, man, and answer that question. Our topic of the day question, go ahead and press that one. You know, we're going to get right at you as soon as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like now, we got 612-298 in the motherfucking building. What's good with you?
Six one two two nine eight, you there?
I don't know what the hell is up with them, but shit. Fuck it. We finna go to this goddamn next song. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas tell no lies. That's what it is. Drake and 2 Chainz.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie, bought my boo. Bigger tits and a bigger ass. Who he's not I. I smoke strong and I die pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are apartheid. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with
open up and go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her, feed her to my mattress. The skeleton in my closet, it's probably when he's dead and rapping. He's probably when he puts a nigga. Don't tell me I pull that trigger. Got your car note in my car, and your rent in my swisher. That foot so good, I miss you. Head game so vicious, and all I get is cheese, like I'm taking pictures.
I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million before they die. What up? Two chains and champagne, you want true, that's true enough. Forbes list like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got fucked, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us. Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I fucked her once and never fucked again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her ass like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time it's fine with me. Young ass, an intern, money like I built the shit. Street talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept shit. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk shit, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million before they die. What up?
Name a nigga that wants summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle. Y'all niggas show it looking. Y'all niggas show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that pussy.
Yeah. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million before they die. What up?
True, real niggas tell no lies. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. When I first heard him say that true shit, I ain't know what the hell he was saying. Like, that nigga so country. Like, I just heard, like, what? The fuck is that nigga talking about?
Hey, but real niggas knew what he was saying, so that's
right. Man, the whole crowd, though, they said that shit. Like, I didn't know what he said until the crowd said it. Like, he said, and everybody said, true. Like, damn, okay, that's what he said. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it goes down. Two Chains was in Minneapolis. You know, we had to go through that bitch, man. But we got some more callers on the line, man. We got 307-772. What's good? You there? 307-772. What's good? You there?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's good with you? What's good? Where you calling from, man?
Oh, you just talked to me.
Oh, man. Boy, you done flew way back to the top of the list again. I don't know what the hell.
I mean, I'll holler all again. Right. You know what I mean? Shout out to, you know, Next Blow Radio. You know, Miss Queen T and all them. You know what I mean? They keep me posting up to date. Mario, you know, Mr. Pills. You know, everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't want to go through the whole roster, take up all the time. But, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
You know, it's a grind, man. It's dog-eat-dog, you know, shark,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And I stay focused above water. It's kind of weird that the main detriment I'm going through right now is a simple relationship problem, which I, you know what I mean? I don't want that to be my focus. I got too much on the table to be letting that deter me. But,
right.
You know what it is. It real nigga struggle, you know. So.
Right. Real nigga struggle, real nigga tell no lies, right?
You know. If it didn't bother me, I would be heartless, you know, and I was once there. That's my problem, you know. I spent most of the first 23, 24 years of my life, well, I can't say 20,
right.
A solid 10, from 14 to 24, you know, a solid 10 years, you know, I was out there riding. You know what I mean? Being heartless, so, you know what I mean?
Right. We most definitely don't put the time in, you know, now it's time, you know, to take the time out.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we appreciate you for calling in, homie. We finna go to the next callers, man. Well, yeah, no, stay on that line, man. Stay on that line.
For sure.
Hey, yo, man, if y'all want to talk to me and my co-host, Ms. K. Rise, you know what I'm saying, in the building, go ahead and press that one, man. We got a question for y'all. You know, if he or she wants to be with you, what do they got to have? You know what I'm saying? Go and press that one if you want to, you know, answer that question and fill in that blank, you know. Coming up, we got Glue in the motherfucking building. If y'all ain't know, if y'all know what that is, Get Like Us Entertainment. Like I said, the hottest motherfucking female group around. You know, y'all finna see why in a minute, you know, so it goes down. Hey, Rise, you want to say anything to the people real quick?
Man, I just want to let y'all know that we got some powerhouses coming to the Twin Cities this summer. We got Tank live in concert at the Poorhouse at 10 South 5th Street, formerly Cream, Thursday, July 12th. This is a 21-plus event. Shows doors open at 8 p.m., show times at 9. General admission, $25, seated, VIP, $50. This is going to be hosted by the one, the only, Miss Lisa Moy from KMOJ in the morning. And,
okay.
This is being brought to you by So Classy and Next Level Entertainment. So make sure y'all get your tickets for that. That's Thursday, July 12th at the New Poorhouse, downtown Minneapolis.
Okay. Y'all, hope y'all heard that. And like I said, man, on June 28th, we got the Next to Blow competition. You know what I'm saying? It's at the Red Tea, the best performance win, radio interview, song play. They win a slot on Next to Blow mixtape volume 1. They win a feature on our website, and they win a week's worth of promotion. Whatever you got going on, we're going to promote the shit out you, man. And, you know, Next to Blow goes down, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole bunch of promoters, a whole bunch of connections. So, you know, if you fuck with us, you fucking with the right thing, man. So, goes down. I just, like I said, you know what I'm saying, want to give a shout out to our peoples, man, that's listening in, you know. Everybody from what my man said, Idaho, whatever the hell, with Wisconsin, you know what I'm saying,
Wyoming.
Minneapolis, Wyoming, you know what I'm saying, I knew it was something.
Yeah, some down
you know what I'm saying?
In Tampa, Florida. We got callers listening in. I just want to get a special shout out right now to the United States Marine Corps listening in out there in Cherry Point, North Carolina. Sergeant LaShawn Jasper, I see you.
Okay, that's what it is. This is what we going to do, man. We finna go into this track right here, Travis Porter, what you know about that. And after that, we finna get to these interviews, man, because, you know, I ain't finna keep y'all waiting on this shit, man. It's finna go down, man. Channel Real Talk. Pow.
Hey, you don't know about it, you don't know nothing. I just spent the 100, I just smoked the onion, and I'm just a youngin', and I'm getting money. What you know about that, you don't know nothing, yeah. Told Lil Feet to get my tree. I told Lil Guap that we ain't gon' stop, and we headed to the top. He ate some cheat, and that's on everything. Hit them all and buy everything. Cheesy bucking on airlines. City boy, wear everything. Tell me what you like about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about Phil.
Yeah.
Tell me what you know about that.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't got no check. Them boys ain't hold no sack.
Oh, no.
Them niggas don't know about this. Them boys don't know about that.
Oh, no.
Hey, you don't know about it. You don't know about it. You don't know about it. Tell me what you know about that. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. Tell me what you know about that.
Tell me what you know about this. Time to make a nigga do a clip. Dog hoes like you piss. Then pass them. A this. Swish. I'm with it. I'm real and you a prosthetic. I don't care if she got good pussy. As long as she got good credit. It's going down like Mayday. See you next Friday like Teddy. Say she want my candy bar. I told her come get this petty.
True.
Melee. Riot.
muscle car, SS on the real. Paint wet, I'm too high. I can touch a star, I'm in the sky. That new whip will make a hater cry. Cool whip, earn inside. Shot a thirst, wanna take a ride. Spaceship going in the sky. They shoot, what pipe was time? Platinum 21, need Washington. West it over, show me sun. Bro, nigga don't know nothing. We do it big, like big pun. Big blunt, tow big gun. I snatch a bitch and make her bring it back.
Tell me what you know about that.
Huh?
You don't know about it. You don't know about it. You don't know about it.
Tell me what you know about that.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
Tell me what you know about that.
What you know about snow? I'm no flosser. Pull up in fifths to the Austin Mall. Bitches on the patio watching this. From the valet, see my watch and twist. Tell her that bitch to an encore. Say what up to them bitches like Bon Jovi. Why so nasty can make a flick. Every other bitch wanna take a pic. No one walking through this bitch like Bon Jovi. Drake balling this bitch like Bronco. Fucks with Versace cause they all fold. Tax Georgia with money, yeah they own none. 10 bands on the counter looking like a mess. I ain't even had to use my niggas. Right? Came back and I'm still here. You nigga know about Lennox, I live here.
Condo wall glass with a pretty view. Boom top shooting at the swimming pool. Play ass nigga, y'all super cool. Spend a couple $100 on the tennis shoes. At least 10 bands on the walk in the mouth. Piss that nigga, I ain't fuck with y'all. You know me, I basketball. When the bad thing goes away, younger than y'all. Take your bitch out to lunch, nigga. What all they child just for lunch, nigga. Good in the hood on brunch, nigga. Talk what you want when I'm stunt, nigga. See the A5 with the Florida tag. Leaving out the mall by 40 bags. New bitch is so gorgeous. Cause you told my bad, what you know about that.
Tell me what you know about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about Bill.
Yeah.
Tell me what you know about that.
Yeah.
These niggas ain't got no check.
Uh-uh.
Them boys ain't hold no sack.
Oh, no.
Them niggas don't know about this.
Uh-uh.
Them boys don't know about that.
Oh, no.
Hey. You don't know about it. You don't know about it. You don't know about it.
Tell me what you know about that.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
Tell me what you know about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Downtown music.
You know what this is? G-G-L-L-U-U-E-E.
Downtown music on the beat.
I'm not
playing with
ground. When that
downtown
land is a barrel, now you put your feet in the ground. Look around, your mama crying, cause the brains all on the curb. Gotta warn your boy, you was screaming. Fuck what you heard, fuck with them folks. Them
downtown,
them bees, the lords, and even the most. The niggas want problems, but ain't no circles. Certified G, put in a hurt. Ain't no hoes, just go curse. So watch you rock, my niggas did the work of my loyalty.
Downtown music on
the beat. I got my bad beat, or a Mac 11, won't call away till your ass is
down, 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 down.
I'm not some dead, I'm not some down, 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 down. I'm not some dead, I'm not some down, 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 down. I'm not some dead, I'm not some down, 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 down. I'm not some dead, I'm not some down.
Trigger, but don't stop now, girl. Keep going. then I follow you like crazy.
Baby, can we
with my co-host Miss K Rising, you on Channel Real Talk. I'm saying, topic of the day, like I said, is for him or for her to be with you, what do they gotta have? You know what I'm saying? So if y'all, you know, can fill in that blank for me, go ahead and press that one, and we can go ahead and get them questions popping. So we got 952-486 in the building. What's good with you there?
Yeah, what's good with it, bro?
What's good, man? Where you calling from? What's your name?
Calling from the Soda, man. Twin Cities, this new era, Flyboy BZ, man. First off, I want to give a shout-out, man, to y'all squad, man, OBF, man. You know, I've been trying to fuck with y'all, man. You know, we going to have to do something soon here, man. You know, fresh like Powell, man. But, hey, man, I want to answer that question, man. First and foremost, First and foremost, man, a female got to have a high faith in God, because without him, there's nothing. And she got to have unconditional love. And me, I'm a type of man who built around vision. So she got to have a vision with where she want to go in life. And it got to be a strong vision. She got to be serious about it. But nothing's good without unconditional love. Because, you know what I'm saying, everybody could say they loyal, but if it ain't unconditional, then that loyalty can die at any moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And for those who don't know, unconditional means thick and thin, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and, put that in simple terms for them.
All day, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. And, man, like I say, I want to shout out the radio show, man. It's my first time tuning in, man. I'm going to make sure I keep coming back fucking with y'all. Shout out to you, Soda Black, and Miss K Rods. And I sent y'all some music, man. If y'all can get into it, man, I sent y'all my single track putting on for Minnesota titled That's What's Up, man. Y'all can run that. I'm going to be right here rocking with y'all for the rest of the show. Shout out to Glue. I fucks with Glue all day.
Man, we most definitely finna bring Glue in the motherfucking building, man. We just, you know what I'm saying, giving them, you know, as much time as they need, you know, to go and get ready, because, it's finna go down right now, Channel Real Talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, I'm tuned in.
All right, boy, thanks.
Yep.
Right, that also goes with a shout out to Suburban Boys ENT that goes out there with Flyboy BZ. So thanks for calling in. Thanks for sending in your music. We'll try to get to that.
That's what it is, man. We got some more callers, man. Hey, for a dude or for a girl to be with you, man, what do they got to have, man? We got 910-750 in the building. What's good with you?
Hey, what's going on?
What's good with you, man? Can you answer that question, man? For a girl to be with you, man, what do she got to have, man?
She got to have your back no matter what, through thick and thin, through all the crazy chaos and everything that's going on in dude's life. She got to have your back and be there for support no matter what.
Wait. I know this voice.
You know that voice right there. Hey, man, what's your name, man? Where you calling from, man? What's your name?
From? Cherry Point, North Carolina, United States Marine Corps.
LaShawn.
Man, shout out to the Marine Corps for listening in, man. You know, we ain't even thank y'all.
No doubt.
Hey, Ms. K. Rise, I know you knew their language and everything,
hey,
you know?
I spent 5 years in Iraq. I spent 6 years with this man right here next to my side. So if anybody ever wants to know where I got that name from, Ms. K. Rise, right here.
Yeah,
that right there.
You know.
Well, it goes down, man. We appreciate you for calling, man.
I appreciate it. Good looking out.
All right, thanks, man.
All
right. Man, we got a couple more callers, man. Hey. For a dude or for a girl to be with you, man, what do he or she has to have, man? We got 612-592 in the building. 651-592. What's good? You there? 651-592. Yeah. What's good?
Hey, yo, what's up, man?
Hey, yo, tell him, man. Hey, yo, why don't you go and tell him what's your name, where you calling from?
Hey, this is KD from Brooklyn Park, man.
KD from Brooklyn Park.
No,
hey, KC,
man.
KC, my bad, brother. I ain't mean to, you know, But hey, peep this out, man. We got a question for you, man. For a lady to be down with you, for a lady to be down with you in a relationship, man, what does she gotta have, man?
Man, she gotta have some motherfucking sense, man. If she on backwards, we can't roll. You know what I'm saying? If she can't find her way out of a closet, it ain't going to work out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
she's
going to
be lost in there forever. We can't even go out because she lost in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I want somebody with some sense. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that
right.
can take notes when I tell them something. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so right.
I said.
I most definitely feel that, man. Hey, we most definitely appreciate you from calling in, KC, all the way from BC, you said. All
right, my partner, Soda Black, 100, the realest in Minnesota today.
Man, we appreciate you, man. Any more shout-outs you want to do, man? Anybody else you want to say what up to?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to all them retired women. Bring me your SSI check.
Okay. All y'all retired women, man, go ahead, hit up KC and BC, man. You know what I'm saying? He rides out for y'all.
Retired?
Common sense is not so common anymore.
Nah, no more, Miss K Rise. Miss K Rise, this is Channel Real Talk. You know it goes down around here. But hey, we finna go to this next caller, man. 612. Oh no, matter of fact, we ain't even gonna do that call. I think I did that caller right there. This is what we gonna do right now, man. We gonna go into this 952-486 number. What's good? You there?
You already took that number.
952-486.
Mhm.
Yeah, that was. Oh shit! I just cut my man's up. Man, they just shooting right to the top of the list. Like when I'm done, they supposed to go to the bottom. They going straight to the top of that joint, man. All right, man. I'm saying so. Miss K Rise, any updates or whatever you want to give the people before we hit this next song, then hit this interview real quick.
Man, just to let you guys know, we got Glue. If you haven't heard, Glue, Get Like Us Entertainment is coming up pretty soon. That's Lady X, LP, and AP. Those were those last two tracks were cut right from their mixtape. So please stay tuned. They'll be with us shortly. Again, that's Get Like Us Entertainment. You can find them on Facebook.
Find them on Facebook, find them on Twitter, the motherfuckers be able to find them on stage, you know what I'm saying? Find them at the goddamn after party, man. Glue be every motherfucking where, man. Everywhere you think you be, the motherfuckers is there, man, like I said. And we got the Next to Blow show competition, you know what I'm saying? Like I was telling y'all, best performers win free radio interview, free song play. They win a slot on the Next to Blow mixtape volume 1. They win a feature on our website, and they win a free week of promotion, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all want that, I'm saying, go ahead and holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying? We finna play this song real quick by Beyonce, and after that, we going right into this Glue interview, you know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all ready for it, you know what I'm saying? Get Like Us Entertainment in the building. Pow.
Girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, thought she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, thought she dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready. Don't tell nobody.
We just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di.
We
the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Ooh. You got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All my girls like to party, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Soda Black, a.k.a. Mr. Hard Being Black, you know what I'm saying? Me and my co-host, Miss K Rise, you know what I'm saying? You can find me, Soda Black, on Facebook at Soda Black, B-L-A-K-K, not with a C-K, it's B-L-A-K-K. You can find me on Twitter at Soda, S-O-T-A underscore Black, B-L-A-K-K. Man, on Reverb, Soda Black, you know what I'm saying? You can even Google me, just Soda Black, you know what I'm saying? Ms. K-Rise, where can they find you at?
Man, y'all can find me on Facebook if I can have any more friends. under my government, you can find me under K-A-R-A-A-G-M for All Good Music. You can find me on Twitter at Ms. M-Z, K-Rides, R-Y-D-E-Z, underscore 4, underscore T-C-B for Twin City Vibe.
Twin Cities Vibe, that's most definitely what it is, man. Twin Cities, we most definitely finna be on the map in a minute, man. We got some hot artists and some hot, you know, everything, producers, you know, shit, photographers, everything, man. So we're going to be hitting this industry soon, pretty soon. But for now, shit, we finna go to this motherfucking glue interview or whatever. Get Like Us Entertainment, the hardest female group out that I know of in this motherfucker, man. We got Lady X, LP, AP, you know what I'm saying? What's good with y'all? Y'all there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead and say your name, your real name first, then say your rap name, and tell the people where you're from.
My name originally is Katray. I'm Lady X. I'm from right here, man, in Twin Cities, born, bred, and raised all day.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, the streets know me. It's facial. You know, I'm right from the north side of the app, born and raised. But you know me as LP from Glue.
LP and his bitch, huh?
Where AP at, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? AP couldn't make it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's
she's here. She on the line. It's 612-396 number. It's a 612-396 number. You know we hood.
612-396. Hold on. Let me see something real quick. Hey, yo, AP, you there? What's up? What's up?
Am I here now?
Yeah, you there now.
See, that shit like magic, you know what I'm saying? That's that wild out magic right there, you know what I'm saying?
I heard my little beep on my body. I'm AP, and I'm originally from Chicago, but I've been to Minnesota all my life. Minnesota's my home, you know.
Okay. It's a motherfucking Minnesota raised town, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chicago, shout out to Minnesota, shout out to everybody that done called in from wherever you from, you know what I'm saying? Ms. K Rise, we got glue in the motherfucking building. The shit these niggas been waiting for. The hottest motherfucking female group, like I said, that I know of. Do you know how to group, Ms. K Rise?
Nah, not one that touched.
I ain't even gotta think about that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We got glue in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, I want to ask, you know what I'm saying, starting from AP, I'm saying, how old are you, though?
I'm 24. Oh, 24. I'll be 25 in December. But You know, the older you is, the sweeter the Jew.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Is that how that saying goes, AP?
That's how it goes. I could have sworn it was a black and a berry, but you know, whatever.
Right. All right, now, Lady X, I'm saying, what about you? How old is you?
I am 25, man. I'll be 26 when them Rams come around in March. You feel me?
Man, so you got that real sweet juice then, huh?
Man, hey, all day long, man. You know, we
that's
keep it popping just like that.
Right. All right, now, last but not least, LP, what's good, man? How old is you?
I'm 24, you know, I'm an Aquarius. My birthday is January 27th, so, you know, I'll be 25. You can give me a gift, whatever you want to do. You know, I accept donations. I like money, you know.
whatever it is, huh? Hey, I ain't mad at you. So you the youngest out the squad there, huh?
Yeah, I'm the little baby.
Shit. That's what it is.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, look like
okay.
The old head. I'm mad.
Right, but hey. Hey, well, real quick, let me shout out our, you know, y'all know we got a solo artist on in our squad. You know, it's my little sister, Flawless. You know, she just turned a hot 18, graduated class of 2012. Shout out to Flawless, you know, our youngest in charge.
Okay, you motherfucking young in the building, new generation, you know what I'm saying? That's how you got to keep your shit going, you know what I'm saying? You got to get new generation after new generation. But, hey, I just want to ask y'all, you know what I'm saying, everybody don't answer at one time. How was this Get Like Us glue shit made? I'm saying, like, what was the idea behind this shit right here?
This AP, the idea behind Get Like Us Entertainment was like, we was just chilling at the table one day, me, LP, and an old member.
Okay.
And we was just like trying to brainstorm ideas and shit, and then it was just what we expect everybody to do, shit, get like us, because everybody want to be us.
Right. And he said,
easy as that. She just.
It wasn't that easy though. Like, we came up with like hundreds of names. We wrote down like incorporations, records, entertainment. Like, we came up with so many names, and then we just went down the list and like, all right. Well, this is what we're going to do, you know, because we can abbreviate this here, you know, make a group out of it. Plus, it's our logo.
Right.
You know, we've been
established. That motherfucker down there had a headache coming up with that shit, huh?
Yeah, you know, nobody else don't that shit, so ain't nobody else think about that shit.
Right. Hell no, ain't nobody think about that shit.
Now, y'all said that you had an original group. How long have you three been together, AP, LP, and Lady X?
2 years. This is Lady X. You know what? I can almost remember the date, but if I'm not mistaken, it's been about, it'll almost be our third year, I believe.
It's almost be the third? Yeah. Shit, somebody fucking up in the relationship. She say two, she say one, she say three. No,
I'm just saying, you know, it's like 2 months a month. So, you know, by like, what is it, like August, it'll be 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show you right.
That's what it is, man. Hey, if y'all ain't know, man, we on Channel Real Talk, and we got motherfucking glue here, like us entertainment in the goddamn building. If y'all want to holler at them, ask them any type of questions, man, go on, press that one. You know, we can get right to it, because I see a lot of people pressing it right now. We got I'm going to go and take a couple calls. Is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, that's what it is. We got 612-205 in the building. What's good with you?
Hey, what's poppin', man? You know, I had to call in, man. It's your boy, Rello Jackson, man.
Okay, it's your boy, Mr. What up?
Yeah, what up? Hey, shit, you know how to show love to glue, man. I remember back in the day, man, when it was like a million of them and shit. You know, what was it? What was it in that little club, man? It was late on these fucking matter. What was it called?
It was Barfly.
Access and shit like that, yeah. Barfly Access, all back in the day, man. You know, I watched y'all grow. We got a song together, man. I wish we'd have done something with that, like a video, because that shit would have been hot, though. Real talk.
So bring back, we can do the little, you know, we can do a remake of that shit.
Man, we can do a remake. That's cool. Or we can come up with something new. That's whatever, man. But I had to call that show love. Shout out to y'all, man. You know,
hey, no, I'm saying, hey.
Mr. Relo J, before you go, man, you know we got the topic of the day, man. Peep this out. If a girl, you know what I'm saying, want to be with you, my dude, what's something she got to have, man? One thing. That ain't one thing she got to have.
Oh, man. Can I name a couple things?
Nah. You can't break the rules, homie. One thing.
She got to have some kind of good head on her shoulders. I don't fucking know, man. I don't want no fucking dummy, you feel me?
Right. Hey, yo, Miss K Rise, it seems like that's the most common answer, huh?
Yeah, it seems like everybody got to have some kind of respect.
She could be ugly as shit,
they're
smart, and it probably works.
He said
Relo,
smart, huh?
Relo, you would talk to an ugly, smart girl?
I'm talking good shit.
Relo is no longer on the market.
Hey,
he's now officially booed up, so he must sound somebody with a damn brain, and she's pretty, so. There you go.
Man, whatever it is, man, we going to wish you the best, my nigga, but we finna get to the next caller, Mr. What Up.
All right, for sure, man. I'm going to stay around. All right,
man. All right, appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah.
All right, man, this next caller, man, I'm saying, we got 612-730, man. What you got to say to Get Like Us Entertainment?
Hey, these my niggas to the end of this.
Nigga to the end, huh?
End of this. What's
your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Jazz from Northside. Hey, no.
Northside.
What's up,
y'all?
What's up?
Hey, yo, we most definitely appreciate you calling in, Jazz, but you know what I'm saying? We got a question for you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Glue. Well, no, fuck it. I can't say Glue. It's more than one of y'all. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? AP, you want to answer that question? Did you hear the question I asked Relo?
Yeah.
Hey,
what does your girl have to have in order to be with you? One thing, just one.
What does she have to have?
A must-have in order to be your girl.
She has to have respect. She has to be loyal. She has to be...
Hold on. We said one thing. You got to pick one.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. Well, whichever one fits.
Whichever one it is.
I think that's been clear across the board, man. Everybody wants some brains, respect, and loyalty, but
right.
I guess that shit is hard to find because everybody on the line on Channel Real Talk is trying to get it.
You know what I want in a bitch, right, though? You know, this is LP, just in case y'all don't know. You know, she got to have a fat bank account.
LP, ain't no. Hey, yo, this Channel Real Talk. If you ain't gonna stay here, you ain't gonna stay nowhere. You know what I'm saying? What about you, AP? You know what I'm saying? What do you gotta have in a female, man?
Okay. One thing she gotta have.
Got to have. Like, if she ain't got that, you ain't even turned on with that shit. Fuck that shit, you know?
EBT. No, I'm playing.
Oh, shit. She got to get that government cheese.
Oh, my God.
Now, one thing she has is, everybody said a good head on your shoulders.
Hey, that's what it is.
I say one thing she gotta have in order to talk to me is some good sex.
It's some good. Okay. I said that earlier. She gotta be a super freak. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we on the same page with that shit.
Super freak.
All right, now Lady X. You know what I'm saying, Lady X. I'm saying you in the back and sitting in the cut, chilling. You know what I'm saying, what about
you?
You know,
shoulders, all of that stuff, good sex, it sounds good. I don't like feet, so if her feet look like hands, I probably ain't gonna go. I ain't gonna lie. It's over. I can't do it.
He said that motherfucker throwing up game signs. You ain't going, huh?
You can pick up a coffee mug with her right foot. I ain't doing it.
Nah, hell nah. But hey, I said I needed a super freak, though, right? But you know what I'm saying? It's another chick that I'm looking for, too. I'm looking for a baller, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go and play this high ball, you know what I'm saying, by Glue. If y'all looking for some ballers, here we go right here, you know what I'm saying? This is the place to be, Channel Real Talk.
Hey. to kind of show that
easy. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be 10 tracks in 3 days. I mean, we're going to grind it out, man. That's all we got to do, man. We're trying to get Minnesota on regardless of who do it first.
Right, also, right, right. That's what it is. That's the realest shit a nigga could have said.
Just so y'all know, we is doing a female cypher in Minnesota that consists of motherfuckers that really got a buzz, who really got hit songs, who really got buzz, who really a factor. Hey, only thing I got to say about that female cypher, hey, shout out to my sis Nene, you know, Pretty Grind. Shout out to Solo Star, because she's the only one that got off. And shout out to
Solo Star.
Shorty ain't come the first round, but the second time, little Nerdy Star tried to get off a little bit. I don't know if somebody knows bars or what, but, you know, it is what it is. Shout out to them. But we is going to put out a real cypher so niggas know what it is, because, you know, we got them real bar spitters.
Okay. Hey, yo, Lady X, being an artist, I mean, like an artist, is that fun or is that hard work to you, you know?
It's a little bit of both. It clashes a lot with my personal life. Like, I move fast. I live a real fast lifestyle. But other than that, when it comes, if my sisters was to call me, man, and say, we got this going on, we got this going on, I stop all of that bullshit to get this shit out the way. We all share the same vision. We all got the same dream. We all got to have the same grind. So it gets hard because it'd be nice where we sick. Right now, my voice is gone from doing the show a whole week ago. I was at Valley Fair today screaming my head off. So it's kind of hard to do it like that. But other than that, man, we're going to grind it out. Ain't no pain, ain't no sweat, no blood, no foul.
That's what it is. Okay.
Hey, wait a second. I got one question. I got one question for Lady X real quick.
Okay.
Now, you know, every time we on Facebook, every time we in the club, every time, you know, we at any venue, it's constantly hearing your name out there, people putting your name in their mouth, wanting to battle you at any time, any place. And I'm talking about from the men to the fellow ladies. What do you got to say about that?
Man.
Scared of nothing. I'm not scared of nothing that bleeds. And if that was the case, then I feel like I would have a lot more people approach me personally rather than sending words to certain birds. You feel me? And if that was the case, if it was competition, I done smashed already. That's what I did before I was even able to write bars on paper. I'm not cocky at all. Like, when people meet me, I'm real humble. If I'm in a club, I'm like in the corner in the cut. I'm trying to stay as much out the spotlight as possible. So I feel like when it comes to that battle and shit, man, come on with it. I'm just ready to take the next head off, man, at any given second.
That's what's
up. Man, and she's so ready,
y'all
too.
Right here on Channel Real Talk. But if you want that battle, you need to hit her up yourself. So,
on top of that, I'm not a hard person to approach. Like, I know sometimes in certain songs I come off like I'm super cocky, so when they meet me, they be like, man, she's probably a bitch. Like, you know, I bet she's just angry all the time. No, man, like, I'm real cool and laid back, and I talk to anybody with some sense, whether it's battling or not. We ain't got to start off as enemies just because we're battling.
Right, right. Okay, AP. Not AP, my bad. LP, you there, LP?
Yeah, I'm here, P.
What crowd is Glue shooting for? Like, I'm saying, what type of crowd, what type of crowd is y'all trying to attract with your music? Like, is y'all aiming y'all music toward a certain crowd, or is it universal, or what y'all doing with it?
I mean, really, our shit universal. Niggas think because we gay that we shooting for the gay, lesbian crowd, but really, we wouldn't believe that. We really get more love from the straight motherfuckers than the gay people, but definitely me and everybody, you know, can get it. If you ever listen to all our music, you'll probably feel some of the shit from different, you know, different cultures, different genres, from pop to R&B to hip-hop to that real gangster life that we really live this shit. We don't talk about shit that we don't live. This is really our real life shit. So, you know, anybody can relate to our shit. We definitely, you know, down with that. And, you know, we did go on tour with Snoop last summer. And, you know, his following is like 98% white people. And the white people was loving Glue. So, you know, don't get it fucked up, you know. We aim for everybody.
Right, right. Okay, man, this is what we're finna do, man. You said what happened?
I said, shout out to my mom. You know, she white.
Oh, damn. I know, saying, this is what we better do, man. You know, time is running. Time waits for no man. Hey, if y'all want to talk to Glue, man, go ahead and press that one real quick. You know what I'm saying? So we can go ahead and get y'all, you know, shit out that y'all got to say. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all listeners, y'all part of the show, too, you know? So this is what it is. If you got something to say to Glue, go ahead and press that one, man. We got 763-228 in the building. What's good? 763-228. You there? They must not be there. We got 612-242 in the building. What's good?
Hey, what's up? This is Cammie. I'm just showing some love to Glue. I love y'all. Anyways, I have a question for y'all. With the industry being the way that it is, you know, the hip-hop industry, what do y'all think separates y'all? Like, what, you know, y'all think y'all could bring to the industry?
AP, me personally, I would say that Glue as a group brings, we bring like, what can I say? We bring like creativeness. We bring we can bring originality. Like a lot of people think because we're gay women that's what we talk about. But a lot that like you won't even catch a lot of our songs being about women unless it's strictly a freaky song, of course. Freak, shout out to Freak. other than that, like. We are not. I think we're in our own lane because we bring that creativeness to music, and we're original. We don't rap about nothing that we don't do. We rap about everyday lives, everything everybody else goes through every day. And I think that us being gay women actually brings a creativeness to the table also because it attracts that type of crowd, but at the same time, we have more not homosexual fans than we have homosexual fans. So, I mean, we're a creative bunch, especially when we all get together in one room and just go at it. And I don't think I think we make different music than a lot of people. Like a lot of people, they have some hot bars, they have some hot courses and all that type of stuff, but ours is the full package,
Right. Right.
Outside
of us all being gay, I don't know if y'all remember Lady X when I first started, but I was a feminine female. I personally kept those type of pictures on my Facebook to show people that I'm me first and I'm Lady X second. You know what I mean? Like I'm a woman first and I'm Lady X second. So outside of that gay shit, I like to hear us do music that everybody can relate to, men, women, children, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine, whether you struggling or you got the top of your dollars, regardless, man, you can relate to any song we have.
Right. I most definitely can vouch for that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all most definitely got creativity and diversity. Like, you know, y'all music don't, you know, like, point at a certain crowd. Like, it's universal, you know what I'm saying? So I most definitely can vouch on that. But let's see, we're gonna take some more of these callers real quick, man. We got 612-813 in the building. What's good? You there? 612-813.
Lawless.
Okay.
What up,
okay. What's good? What's
Lawless.
Good? What you got to
this
say to
is
my
young
group?
MC.
Yeah,
Flawless.
You said it's the young MC
man.
Right here.
Yeah, that's Flawless. Glue all day.
We most definitely appreciate you for calling in, you know what I'm saying? And I heard you up and coming, so we're going to be looking forward to seeing you too next time.
Yeah, y'all got to be prepared, though.
we got you.
Yeah.
We most
sound
definitely
like a
got you.
Sound like a what?
You sound like your sister.
Right.
So just say that.
I know what I'm saying. Hey. This is what we're finna do, man. We're finna go ahead and get to this last song real quick, you know what I'm saying, before we take any more callers. It's Go Hard right here, or Go Home by Glue, yeah.
I ain't heard this. This is some new shit.
This is some new shit.
I can't
they must make a choice, a second thought I have.
Yeah. Now live on Channel Real Talk with Glue. Get Like Us Entertainment in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? That song right there just went in, you know, like you know what I'm saying? How was that song that basically came about, LP?
Well, shit. I mean, really, like a lot of the music that we be putting out that people get to hear, we recorded like 2 years ago. So, I mean, everything is like a life experience. Like, we really trying to go hard. Like, I know a lot of people don't see us out in the streets as much as they used to. Like, in the wintertime, it's just because we, like, really grinding to get to the top. We letting everybody overexhaust themselves. You know, we don't come to we don't like to come out, you know, to not get paid. We've been doing this shit for too long. Like, of course, we want our fans to see us, so that's why we come to particular shows. But we don't just come out and do shows. Like, everything is inspired from something. So, you know, this is real life shit. Like, listen to them verses. That's real shit.
Right. Most definitely is. This Channel Real Talk, so this is the right place for that shit, you know. But I got three questions real quick, you know what I'm saying? One for each of y'all before we get to these callers and whatnot, before we let y'all go and get on y'all busy schedule, because, you know, Glue got shit to do, you know what I'm saying? fuck it. AP, what advice can you give to the up-and-coming, you know, to, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, when y'all was, you know, doing y'all little things at the beginning,
Like, I'm saying, how did you make it to where you at now, you know?
Hello.
Hey, yo, AP. She there? AP.
Okay,
we're going to pass that question. Yeah, I don't, I think so. We got fucking Lady X.
Yeah.
I'm saying, same question. You know what I'm saying, what do you get? You know what I'm saying, what type of advice? You know what I'm saying, would you get an up and coming? You know, basically.
I would say first and foremost, don't lose your hunger, man. That's kind of what I try to keep in the flow, and I feel like as a group, we all keep that hunger. Like, you can't stop your grind. Not only that, but I feel like if you stay humble, a lot of things
right.
will come to you rather than you having to chase it. I feel like regardless of how good I feel that I am, there's always somebody out there that's better than you or that's on a higher level than you. I just feel like just stay
okay.
humble, man. That's kind of the mindset I stay in. I don't want to get too full of myself. At the end of the day, we all local, man. We all grind the shit out in the same state.
Right, right. That's some real shit. Okay. LP, what's your favorite song to perform and why? You got to think about that shit, huh?
I mean, because there's so many different things that I like. Cause like, I
right,
like
I know.
On stage. I definitely have to say, you probably don't even know this song, but it's called Yeah, You Know It. Yeah, you know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know I know that shit. Patron out the bottle. Come on,
hey.
Now.
Hey, this has everybody.
Stay with a motto. Yeah, you know. Come on, now. This glue we talking hey. About. I know motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
I know that shit.
We get crowd participation with that. Plus, you know, just a cool ass song, and you know, Lady X come out of, you know, her little vicious, you know, stepped off in the building.
Right.
Through, I don't know, like from that shit. But I really like one of my favorite verses though is that shit where X just explained glue.
Okay.
Oh, that's a face off. I love that verse.
Right. Okay, Miss K Rod, you got anything you want to say to them before we go to these callers real quick? I see how they all lighting up, man. You know what I'm saying? Glue got this motherfucker on fire if y'all ain't know, you know?
Man, I just really wanted to give them their dues where dues are, you know, are supposed to be, because I've done about 10 shows with these females here. They rock every single show. They bring in the crowds. They bring in the people. And AP said to me a long time ago, she said, you know what? She said, we just don't come in here and we just don't throw a couple bars around. We just don't do a song. We bring our people. Our people come out here for us. They come out here and they support us. And you know what? Day in and day out, every friggin' week, you know, we hear them. We see them. They're out in the clubs. They're doing their things. They bring in their people. And it is 100 every single time. Every time they walk in the club, they go there, they're there for other people, they put on for the cities, they put on for themselves, and they got the hypest crowds, they do their thing, and I just wanted to, you know, give them that shout out, because they really do put on for everybody here in the Twin Cities, and for me, working with y'all, I gotta tell you that, you know, I got the most upright respect for all y'all, so thank you very much for coming in. And to my shows, thank you for coming on to the radio and speaking with us tonight. This is, you know, Channel Real Talk, and y'all just always keeping it real.
Thank you, man.
Hey,
shout out to y'all,
show.
Too. On the real, thank y'all for having us, too.
Man, the pleasure's all ours, man. You know what I'm saying? She said, rock a show, bring the people at the same damn time. You know what I'm saying? That's how y'all do that shit. But, fuck it. We finna get to these callers, man. You know what I'm saying? We got 6-1. Nah, fuck it. We done took all these Minnesota. We finna go to out of town on their ass. We got 617-913. What's good? You there?
What up, though? Yo, it's Bonnie Cash, man. What's poppin', man?
Bonnie Cash in the building. What's good with you, man? I'm saying, where you calling from? What that area code, man? 617
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah, man. It's that Boston shit, man. I mean, we on the east side,
that.
Man.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Man.
That's what it is. Hey, I seen you been on the line for a little minute, man, and I'm saying, I know you heard the music, man. I'm saying, what you think about these young guys we got right now on this motherfucker, man?
I think they dope, man, you know what I'm saying? I think it's fire, man. No bullshit. That's something I rock to in the car, man, you know?
Right, man. We
on the real, shout
appreciate
out to Boston,
you.
Too, man. Boston.
Yeah, well, we in the building, man. We going hard, man. It's that Fly Boys getting money, man. It's that FGM shit, you know what I'm saying? Team, go get it.
All right, man. King, let's get in this motherfucker, man. I'm saying shout out to Boston and the whole motherfucking night, man.
Yeah, man, just, you know, from now on, I ain't even going to shout out my links no more, man. Just Google me, man. You know what I'm saying? Ronnie Cash, man.
That nigga said, Google me.
For real, keep it like that, man. I mean,
real talk, man. Hey,
yeah,
we're
going
to definitely appreciate
you, man,
for calling in, though, player.
Yeah, you already know, man. I see y'all still doing the show and shit. I respect y'all, man.
Hey,
yo, Lady X. Hey, yo, Lady X.
Yeah.
Yo, what up, man? Yo, follow me on Twitter, man, or look me up on a book, man. I follow back. You already?
I got you, my nigga. I got you.
All right, cool.
All right, man. Appreciate you for calling in.
You already know, man. Do your duck dizzle, man.
All right. You motherfuckers making connections on this show. That's $5. Nah. Hey, fuck it. We got 763-607. What's good, motherfucker? 763-607. You there?
Hey.
What up, though? What's good? Now, what you got to say?
I love glue. I'm such a big fan of you guys.
What's your name?
Oh, shit. Right.
You wanna know my name?
Yeah.
No, we want to know your name.
You don't want to know my name.
I know who that is.
Do you know who it is? Who it is, girl? Who it is?
What's up, cuzzo?
Hey, boo. I love you, girl. I'm a big fan of yours.
Hey, y'all. Do anybody want to ask her the hot topic question of the day?
Go ahead,
yeah.
Pete, ask her.
Hey, Loke, so what does a nigga have to have to keep a lady Loke like you in their life?
What's the
nigga after? She laughing at that shit. She must got a list of some shit.
First off, he got to be respectful, right?
All right, but
and
listen, though. Hey,
not
hey.
Have no kids.
Hey, you got to pick one, though. Which one?
Which one what?
You got to pick
no.
one of the two. You just said respectful and no kids, so which one is it?
Oh, well, see, he got to be respectful.
You gotta be respectful.
Yeah, very.
If he got kids,
I guess I can deal with his kids. I guess.
So I'm saying, what if his kids ain't respectful though? Hey, what if his kids ain't respectful though? Then what?
If his kids, shit, I'ma whoop their ass.
You can't be whooping on nobody else's kids.
What's saying too?
Hey, she said the motherfuckers don't want to be respectful. She gonna put the hand on them.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with whipping somebody else's kid.
Hey,
yeah, I said
you can't whip nobody's kid. She says who? Child Protective Services, motherfucker.
Right.
Oh,
they ain't my kids, they his kids. So if anything, he let me beat on his kids, then he going to tell
people. We're not in no Afghanistan, some goddamn way. There's rules around this motherfucker. But, hey,
yeah,
we want to appreciate you for calling in. No, so we finna go to this next caller. We got 612-532. What's good? You there? 612-532.
Yeah, I'm here. I love you, Glue. What's up?
We love you,
Glue.
Too.
Got this
girl.
Hey,
where you calling
fire.
From?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know what this is?
No.
Nah.
What's your name
right.
and where you calling from, man?
It's the biggest fan of Minnesota, right next to Cuzzo, who just got off the line.
This is Channel Real Talk, not no guessing game.
We ain't trying to get nobody in trouble. We need to know who this is.
Right.
Right.
No, we don't want to play the wrong name.
Say your name. Oh, what up? We love you too, girl.
Nah, fuck all y'all. I'm gonna kill y'all now, and I put it on the radio. What's up,
y'all?
Hell
nah.
Fuck you mean. Now I'm hanging up on you,
homie.
Next caller.
Next caller, right.
Oh,
we most definitely appreciate Sadie for calling, but we gonna power on that one.
He's in a terroristic threat and shit.
We got
people beating their kids, their baby dad kids, other people
Man.
Making threats and shit. What the hell? This is like glue in the club all over again.
Hey, if y'all wanna beat your kids, go and press one, you know what I'm saying? Go and beat your kids, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, we can get right to the ass whooping right now.
That'll
you know what I'm saying?
That'll go right to Child Protective Services.
Hey, yo, what's going down, man? We got 763-607, man. What's good with you? 763-607.
Damn,
that right, right. The motherfuckers is calling right now on y'all ass. God damn. It goes down in this motherfucker, man. Let's see about this out-of-town number, man. Let's see if they still in it. We got 307-772. What's good with you? Everybody calling them on y'all ass. God damn.
You know, I heard that we timed out. Does that make a difference?
You said what happened?
They just don't record no more. You know, Blue used to do that, young Blog Talk Radio.
Nah. This is the situation. If you call anytime after, 9:30, you know what I'm saying, and if you stay on throughout the whole thing, you can listen and, you know what I'm saying, live until we shut this motherfucker off. You know what I'm saying? People just, like, it's just new people just can't call right now. So, you know, everybody that's on the line, y'all most definitely welcome to come. Still press that one. We still talking. We still chopping it up. We got Glue in the motherfucking building. Hey, but first of all, man, Glue, where can we find y'all at? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as your music and as far as, like, you know, on Facebook and to get a hold of y'all.
You can catch LP. I knew you was going to say my name. I'm LP slash, you know, the
Brains
number one promoter slash the manager slash everything. I'm the reason why these niggas is on the line right now, okay? I'm going to tell you that now.
Okay.
Niggas is not real.
Where can we find y'all at? Facebook and shit, you know what I'm saying? Where can we find y'all at?
Yeah, you can catch us on Facebook at Get Like Us Entertainment, spelled out all the way. You know, I ain't going to spell it out for y'all. I know y'all niggas ain't retarded. You know, you can Google
right,
us.
Right.
Google us, d.l.u.e, or Get Like Us Entertainment. We the only ones. You know, our shit is official. We really got our shit stamped, you know, patent, all that shit. This is us. You know, we own this shit. You can catch us on Reverb Nation / Glue, Get Like Us Entertainment. You know, you can follow me on Twitter. I follow baddies, you know. So, you know, follow P, LP of Glue. You know, that's me, you know. Hit me up on Facebook, and them niggas, you know who they is, you know.
Follow
that's
me on Twitter, AP of Glue.
You can follow me on
Twitter also at Lady X Allen.
Lady X Allen. Ayo, AP on Twitter. Will we just press AP and then on Twitter?
Yep. It's A.
Okay.
It's AP of Glue.
Okay.
AP.
Oh, AP. Oh, okay. No, so one of y'all said AP on Twitter or LP on Twitter or something. Y'all ain't finished it, but it's all hood. It's all hood.
That wasn't me. LP of Glue.
That wasn't you.
GLUE.
AP and LP sound so much alike. I don't know which one of y'all talking sometimes, but.
Oh, what is this? LP, and I'm single, so, you know.
Just throw that in there real quick.
We all single.
But I got requirements, though. You know, you got to have that 40-plus hours a week, plus you got to have that 401k plan.
Hell no,
I don't do the kids, you know. You got to have your own crib, own car, you know, because I'm bringing mine to the table. But P don't like the broke ones.
Right. Hey, yo, man, that's what we finna do, man. We finna go into this motherfucking track by Tiger on Faded, and after that, we finna get to some more cars, and we gonna let y'all go, man. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all for coming. Channel Real Talk in the motherfucking building. Soda Black and Miss K Rise, you know what I'm saying? It goes down, you know what I'm saying?
Glue.
I'm faded, and Glue.
Oh, you're so. Shit. Young Nino, fuck a bitch in the Pico, Carlito, Scarface, Al Pacino, Bumbido, Pimp C, Arpedo, I goes deep in that pussy, Dan Marino, she wanna be the one, fuck her to my own single, break a bitch heart, no future, Miss Cleo, snap back, automatic reload, flyer than a fucking Vito, you can't beat them. Vampire, fuck up your evening. I pop up and eat lunch, leave you in the semen. Don't believe it? Stripe like a fucking leader. The gun Selena, give a nigga beaver fever. Real fucking hot, put it in pot. Take a shot higher than the tube side. Use a bop, give me top. As I load the wop, man, these niggas say I'm fly. But to her, I'm God. I'm faded. My nigga, I'm faded. My nigga, I'm faded.
faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, 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 faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded. And I don't give a fuck. Fuck is up, nigga, something in my tux. Yeah, I make it rain, dear, cause I'm all up on my bucks. Used to put them in the front, dick up in her cunt. And I put it in her hole, hold it one foot, foot. Super McNasty. Why you make lovin' when the bitch call me daddy? Pimp, no caddy. She wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog. Call the bitch Lassie. Young Savvy. Banger like Cincinnati. Above average. Fly like I'm Aladdin. They been backwards. Go the pussy Adam. I'm Ben Wallace. Dunk up in your basket. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious, double dare. There's too many bitches, why these niggas wanna stir? Pat, run up in here, nigga, this ain't no beer. I'm faded, faded, yeah, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, 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 faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded. And I don't give a fuck. Mama, that go that monster, abracadabra, magic monster. My motherfucking doctor said I need a doctor, so I called house. Now I am a pill popper, paid it like Guinness. Young money, we winning. I told her if I change, she won't get a penny. Milking this shit, pregnant bitch titties, bringing home the bacon. I'm fucking this piggy, loaded like a semi. Send me naked pictures. She knows my dick. She call that nigga Richard. Prior to me coming, I had to stick my thumb in her ass one time. Smell my finger, make you vomit. Flyer than the hornet. The shoe fit, I worn it. She tried to jack me off. Can't beat it, join it. Poochie, poochie. That's what she call it. Flag, scarlet. I killed it, marn it. Bait it, bait it, bait it. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded.
Yeah.
My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded,
young
faded.
Mula,
my nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded, faded. And I don't give up.
My nigga, I'm faded, faded, faded. My nigga, I'm faded. Hey, if y'all motherfuckers faded or what? Is it just me or what?
No, I'm faded. I've been drinking early.
Man, early, huh? Hey, you ever met that motherfucker that just wake up drinking? Like, he don't even brush his teeth. He just wake up and drink. You ever met that motherfucker yet?
Mom,
yeah, that's
AP. That nigga wake up and drink every goddamn day.
That's AP be waking
up like
drinking. God damn, you said, well, fucking just wake up drinking, man. That's that shit right there. That's that party like a rock star shit right there.
Hell yeah, AP wake like the crust out of eye and swallow the hen dog.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
She be having fun with her birthday.
Damn, they got you fucked up, baby.
Hey, yo, Lady X.
Yeah.
With that first $1 million, man, what you going to do with it?
That first million, let me see. I'm going to get my mother a house and a car, make sure she's straight, and the rest, man, you know, I'm going to try to flip that about 4 or 5 times.
That's what it is. That's what it is. What about you, LP? That first million, what you doing, man?
Man, I'm just going to sign that check right over to my mom, man, you know, so she can go ahead and handle her business. You know, she took care of me for 24 years. You
okay,
know, so I got mad respect for my mom. You know, I know she going to do something with it, investing into a business, buy her what she need, and then, you know, I'll just wait on that next money.
He said, I'll just wait on that next money and shit. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. All right, we're gonna take some of these motherfucking callers real quick, man, see what they keep pressing us one about. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker want to talk to y'all. We got what? We got 612-986. You there? 612-986.
Caller, are you on the line?
Right. Tell their ass one time. Motherfuckers is probably up. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what they was doing. We got, fucking, let me go somewhere else. Wait. Damn. This shit live motherfucking talk right here. Motherfucking computer slow as shit. Hey, how many of y'all motherfuckers out there got a slow computer?
Man.
Man, I'm
talking
about
nigga. I got a slow mind, slow phone, slow computer.
I can think faster than this motherfucking computer, man. Like, for real, this shit is
I hope
insane.
So.
Not so that we got the problems, man.
Shit. So that shit goes in, though, man.
Your
fuck it.
Your computer loud, too. The fuck?
Right. Fuck it, man. We got, like I said, man, one more time, we got that next to blow competition, man. Fuck it. June 28th, next to blow competition. The best performance when a radio interview on this channel right here, next to blow radio, a song play. They want a slot on the next to blow mixtape we got coming, volume one. They want a feature on our website. Why I keep saying future? They want a feature on our website, and they win 1 week of promotion. This is going to be held at the Red Sea, 320 Cedar Avenue, South Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got performances by Crown Vic and Mr. D, Grind City Boys. We got OBF in the building, Ronnie Ron. Man, we got motherfucking Rob G. We got, man, we just got too many motherfuckers, man. I ain't going to name everybody. I got to come out and show your love and show your support. You know what I'm saying? And the crowd judges who wins. So if you want to win this shit, bring your motherfucking people, man. So for some reason, they ain't got glue on that motherfucker. They sleep, huh? That motherfucker stayed it, right?
Fade it.
Man, that motherfucker fade it, man. But fuck it, you know what I'm saying? LP, you know what I'm saying? What musician motivates you, you know?
Shit, that money, man. Shit, to see the top, that's what motivates me, man. You know, I come from the bottom for real. Like, you know, I done struggled my whole life to get where I'm at. So, you know, I take pride in what I got. So, you know, yeah, if a nigga bragging, if you see me flossing, it's because I ain't have it. Because I got it now, you know? So
that motivation
is to get to the top, you know, just to see everybody happy, you know. My mama not want for nothing.
Right. That most definitely makes sense. Hey, motherfucking AP must have got kicked off the line. The child protective service must have got her and shit. Cause I don't see her on the switchboard no more. AP, if you didn't press that goddamn one, if they ain't got you yet, you know what I'm saying? Press that one. But fuck it, Lady X.
Yeah.
What is your favorite, what building, you know what I'm saying, Minnesota? Oh, fuck it, what building anywhere, you know what I'm saying, is your favorite building to perform at, you know what I'm saying, like, why?
You know what, I can say one of my favorite, you know what, I'm going to show love to the Red Sea, because they definitely, man,
the
when we
Red
go
Sea.
There, they show good love, yeah, they show good love there, and we don't ever pay to get up in there, as quiet as it's kept, but outside of
right.
I can honestly say that my favorite venue to perform in is between Elixir and the Lounge. The Lounge, I got history in there. They've been backing me up, man, since the beginning of my time. So I got to show
up
to the Lounge, man. That was, like, the start for me.
Right. Hey, it's me and you both, you know what I'm saying? Everything's fucking vibing, the one who really, you know what I'm saying, showed me the way, you know what I'm saying? I just used to come to
Jamaica Hayes for that, yeah.
Right, man. You know what I'm saying? All I do, I just used to come in the door with a bunch of motherfuckers, and I ain't know shit about no other place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm like from here and shit, but I ain't know nothing about Elixir, the Sound Bar, and Red Sea and shit, you know? So, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? That Lounge, you know what I'm saying, really would, you know what I'm saying, put me on, like, how motherfuckers know me, basically. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Lounge and Vibing and all y'all, you know what I'm saying, who helped pave the way. Shit, what the fuck I was going to say. LP, man, I heard you took that flip. I mean, I said that flip. I heard you took that trip to Florida, man. How the fuck was that like?
I mean, it was the life. I mean, really, that's where all my shit is. That's where my
that's
home
where you
is.
At, huh?
You know, I'm just up in Minnesota, you know, with my squad, you know, really just trying to get it in and you know, keep pushing it till, you know, niggas can relocate together, because really it's just like starting from the bottom down there. You know, we've been doing this shit since 2007, so for us to start over all the way, you know, we all need to be there, because I can only make so many connects. I go make
right,
the connects,
right.
So we all need to be there to perform, but it was definitely lovely, lovely down there. You know, you got to have that bread to be down there, so prepare yourself. That Miami lifestyle.
How was that weather, you know what I'm saying? Like, did you see any celebrities down there? Like, you know, like.
Yeah, I actually made a big connect while I was down there. I don't know if you know Santana Moss. He played for the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That nigga's from the Miami Gardens.
you know, Carroll City down there. So, you know, he was looking for new artists and shit. He really want to work with Lou, you know, want to invest some money in it. You know, I've seen a couple celebrities, you know, and they got to kick it with YMCB, you know, Brick Squad, right. And I, you know, flogging them, you know, because the niggas stayed up in KODs and, you know, on the strip and shit. So, you
right,
know, they
right. Well, man, I'm going to let y'all know this right now. If y'all was doing what y'all doing now in Minnesota, anywhere else, you motherfuckers would be rich right now. I'm going to let y'all know that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, man, it's like the reason why, you know, I mean, I ain't saying Minnesota is impossible, you know what I'm saying? Because look at Prince and 50 Tyson, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? For some reason, man, motherfuckers don't come up here looking for no people, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying, you gotta go somewhere else. It's like how you said, like how you went to Florida, you know what I'm saying? You took a trip to Florida and, you know what I'm saying, hung out with more celebrities than some motherfuckers unseen in their goddamn life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just all about where you go, where you at, and who you meet, you know what I'm saying? You can have the hottest music on the fucking block, but if you don't make it outside that block, then shit, you just gonna have block fans, you know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You gotta have that footwork, niggas. You know, niggas sell dope and all that type of shit. But if you don't get out here and slang them CDs like it's crack, then you really don't want this shit. You know?
Man, yeah, you most definitely gotta sell yourself and sell your music. You know what I'm saying? That's for goddamn show. So, hey, man, I'm saying, man. First of all, hold on, Miss K Rise, you got anything you want to add to this? Anything you want to say?
Nah, I'm just glad to have LP back in back in the Minneapolis area, because, you know, AP, Lady X kind of fell off a little bit while she was gone. There was really, you know, no shows going on and stuff. It was mid, you know, coming into the winter, coming out of the winter and shit, and she was in Miami. I kept telling her that I needed her to come back, so I'm glad that she's back. I hope she's staying for a little bit, you know, and just, man, keep putting on in the Twin Cities and, you know, stack that paper and get the hell out.
You know, man, it was really hard not having our third puzzle piece around, man. We felt real incomplete without her, man. It's pretty good to have her back, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I mean, you know, we is like a puzzle. You know, we put each other in our place. And, you know, these niggas grind. We all grind for that bread. So if, you know, a nigga ain't up here like, hey, we got to go do this show, then niggas is going to keep trapping. They ain't going to go to the show.
Right.
What a lot of people don't know is that LP is like the middle sister to us. Me and AP, we argue all the damn time. We never get into it with LP ever, like ever. But me and AP, we clash all the time. And LP's the only one that'd be like, man, you know what? Y'all motherfuckers are tripping. Y'all better get this shit together. She's that middle piece that keeps us grounded. You know what I mean?
Right.
AP just kind of got me in trouble by saying we was all single. You know, my wife is Taraji P. Henson, and she's looking at me right now like I'm about to get
sad.
So I'm just going to clear that up that we all ain't single. Them niggas are single. You know what I'm talking about?
Y'all might have to go bail motherfucking AP out the motherfucking Child Protective Service because she's still out there. I don't even see on this motherfucker. They must really got her. You know what I'm saying?
No, y'all got to talk about getting a drink. She dipped out to fill the cup.
Oh, she got the liquor store then. She already in line.
Right.
Niggas ain't ready.
Motherfucker got that Patron out the bottle, huh?
Yeah, you know it.
That's what it is. Hey, man, but like I said, man, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, each and every one of y'all for taking your time out your busy schedule, you know what I'm saying? This interview actually lasted longer than what it was supposed to, and y'all actually, you know, stay here and really, you know what I'm saying, dealt with that shit. So, you know what I'm saying, much props to that. And, you know what I'm saying, just like I said, just for coming on our show and showing us love, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate it, you know what I'm saying, we hope to have y'all back, and if y'all, you know, like every Monday, Channel Real Talk is on the motherfucking thing, if y'all want to call and request y'all songs, you know I spin them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, no problem, so, you know what I'm saying, it goes down, you know what I'm saying, Get Like Us Entertainment in the building, motherfucking glue, man, shout out to y'all.
Thank y'all.
Shout out to you too, man. You should do this shit for real, man, because you got this shit.
And shout out to K, man, because y'all some real niggas, man. It's Real Talk Radio. What you thought?
Man, you already know. Channel Real Talk, you know what I'm saying? This is the only way to go. If you ain't real, then shit. You ain't true around this motherfucker, man. For real.
It's hard being black, man.
Gotta know it. I'm saying, but what we finna do, man, we finna go ahead and get into this motherfucking Young Jeezy track, man, and, for the rest of y'all that's still listening after this right here,
show's over. So I'm saying, hey, Miss K Rise, you got anything you want to say to Glue or whatever? And if anybody out there want to talk, you know, say one more thing real quick, go on Earth and press that one before I play this goddamn song, because ain't no way around it after that. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, Miss K Rise, anything?
Just want, you know, to say thank you for, you know, doing the show. We'll see you guys, I'm sure, in the next week or two in a couple of venues. I also just want to let everybody know that's still listening that we are going to have DJ Club Banger from Savage Life Super Unit on interview next Monday at 9. So make sure y'all tune in. That's DJ Club Banger from Savage Life Super Unit coming in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Girl, your ass sound like you in the bed with some lingerie on or some shit. I'm a motherfucking say it, because you know why? This channel real talk, you know what I'm saying? You can't say it here, you can't say it nowhere, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. Young Jeezy Future, ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around these fuck niggas. Ain't no way around these real niggas, so you better choose a side before it's too late. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Glue, shout out to my co-host, Miss K Rise, shout out to Next the Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? Hey, she Rise, you know what I'm saying? She got that name for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So it's what it is. Ain't no way around it. Yeah.
Okay, baby, cause I'm a millionaire for life. I got bitches on my payroll, they coming back like white. On with Ethiopia, we in Vegas shooting dice. Got a girl at home, I know I'm wrong, it feels so right. On the first row, young, I hope I roll the slippers. We in the club, for thugs, this must be Vegas.
I'm way too gone, what the fuck am I doing? Wake up in the morning, who the fuck am I screwing? My partner on Brown, and you know I'm on white. You know it's going down, I can do this all night. Gotta get to the paper one time for the haters. Money over bitches, two time for the fakers. Cause even in the dark, baby, I'ma shine bright. I'm way too gone, the best night of my life.
I'm way too gone. What the fuck am I doing? It's what it is, man. Channel Real Talk, man. We way too gone over here. Man, it's your boy Soda Black, a.k.a. Mr. It's Hard Being Black, man. Like I said, you can go find me on Facebook at Soda Black, B-L-A-K-K. You can find me on Reverb Nation at Soda Black, B-L-A-K-K. Find me on Twitter at Soda underscore Black, B-L-A-K-K. Or shit, to make it all sweet, you could just Google me at Soda Black, you know what I'm saying? B-L-A-K-K, you know what I'm saying? Or shit, YouTube a nigga or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Channel Real Talk, me and Miss K-Rise, you know what I'm saying? Go down. Shout out to Glue in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? For showing us, you know, all the love and all the support, all they fans that they called in. And, you know, it was just a hell of a show and it went down, you know? And Channel Real Talk, like I said, one more time on this event, man. We got an event going down on June 28th at the Red Sea, next to Blow, competition, prize winner gets a free radio interview and song play. They get a slot on Next to Blow Radio Mixtape Volume 1, the first one we're coming out with. They get a feature on our website. They get a free week of promotion. Whatever you got going on, we're going to promote the shit out that shit for a whole week, man. You know, and it goes down at the Red Sea, 320 Cedar Avenue, South Minneapolis, and shit. Like I said, me and my host, Ms. K-Rise, you got anything to say to him?
Man, I just want to thank everybody for listening, for tuning in at Next to Blow at Channel Real Talk. Again, we got Tank coming into town at the Poorhouse at 10 South 5th Street, downtown Minneapolis. It's formerly Cream Nightclub, so if you know where that at, hit it up on Thursday, July 12th. Doors open at 8, showtime's at 9, 21-plus event, hosted by Lisa Moy from KMOJ, the People Station. So we will definitely be in the house then. We'll definitely be in the house at the Red Sea on the 28th, so make sure y'all come out and put on for the city. And can't nobody support us if we can't support each other, so make sure y'all come out and do your thing for Next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you, Ms. K-Rise, for, you know, taking the time out your busy schedule, you know, everything you got going on and what you be doing to, you know, sit down here next to me and, you know what I'm saying, make this shit happen on Channel Real Talk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you for having me. And, of course, we'll be back here Monday from 8 to 10 p.m., Central Time. That's 9 to 11 Eastern Time. And make sure y'all tune in.
I be getting that shit confused. I don't know what time zone we in, so.
We in Central Time.
I know I should know that shit, but I don't know that shit, man. But, hey, it goes down. Channel Real Talk. If you can't say it here, you can't say it nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Soda Black, Miss K-Rice, we in the motherfucking building, and now we out the goddamn door, signing off. Pop.
One.